back to Bridgeport for the Attorney Tom Ganim, Melissa in the Morning Diner Tour. Live on WICC 600 AM and 107.3 FM.
So we are at stop number three in our Diner Tour series, and we are in Bridgeport. I see Dr. Carmela Levy-David coming in. I'm waving to her. She's in the parking lot. She'll be on in just about a half hour. But there's no way I could do a stop in Bridgeport, which we are live here at Frankie's Diner, without one of my favorite people in Bridgeport, and that is Greg Dancho of the Beardsley Zoo.
Good morning, Melissa. Here we are.
I told Greg he can't bring any animals in, and that was not going to totally fly. I mean, at least this one is stuffed.
Yes. Yes, this is our stuffed box turtle here.
This is adorable, though. Are we talking about turtles today?
We can do a little bit of that. Yeah, yeah. Actually, it's interesting because Frankie's Diner, I've been coming here since probably 5 years old. We used to come here after church with my grandparents and my family. We used to sit right back over there.
I love it.
We had like 10 people here every Sunday.
It's the best.
So, Frankie's a great place to be.
It is. It's the best. I know my mom and my grandmother both, when they were registered nurses at Bridgeport Hospital, this was their spot. This was where they were. So we love it too. And I adore the zoo. And I also want to, at some point this morning, talk about the prairie dogs, which I put in my news. I was very bummed I couldn't come to the opening of the new exhibit, but we'll talk about it. Okay. Let's start with the turtles.
Well, yeah, we talked about it a couple weeks ago. We talked about turtles moving across the roads.
Yes.
We talked about that it's breeding season. They're going to lay eggs. And it's pretty amazing that you've seen on Facebook, on social media, all the people taking pictures of their...
So I was wondering, are we seeing a lot of response from people?
A lot of response from people showing pictures of the turtles in their yards, laying eggs, crossing streets. But also a lot of people showing pictures of turtles that didn't quite make it across the street, which is sad.
Yeah.
So,
but you got to get the good with the bad. You got to get all the news.
We talked about showing a little bit about how we move turtles and how you would move a snapping turtle. Now, again, this is theater of the mind. As we know that on radio.
Exactly.
So you kind of have to picture this. So we did bring a turtle prop here today for Melissa to show you how you would move a turtle. How you would move a turtle.
Oh, you're going to show
me? Across the road. Yeah, we're going to actually do a demonstration here.
Oh, I can't wait. All right, hold on.
But again, I'm going to try to explain this a little bit over the air.
Well, no, here's what I'm going to do, Greg. You can explain it over the air. I'm going to tape you doing it, and I'm going to post it. So
picture yourself that we have a turtle here that's going to try to move across the road. A snapping turtle. This is not a snapping turtle. This is a box turtle. But let's pretend it's a snapping turtle moving across the road.
Okay.
Snapping turtles can move their head almost completely around, halfway around their body.
Okay.
So you never want to pick up a snapping turtle on the side like this.
Because he'll literally do one of these.
Because the snapping turtle can turn its head
and
get you right in the hand.
So you know, for the record, Rowena White, this is unbelievable what's happening right now. So I just wanted to point that out. Continue on, though, Greg.
So what you don't do is you don't pick up a turtle on its side. It's a snapping turtle anyway. So what you want to do is you get behind the snapping turtle.
Uh-huh.
And behind the snapping turtle on its shell, it's got a nice little shelf right there.
Wait, seriously?
Yeah, right here.
Okay,
yeah,
got it.
A little shelf right there.
All
so
right,
what you do is you can pick up the snapping turtle from the shelf like this. And just pick it across with two hands.
Oh, so you, but he wouldn't hang this way from being heavy?
No, because it's very, you know, shell's very strong, so you can pick it up and just go across. You never want to pick up a snapping turtle by its tail, because it could injure the turtle. Sometimes you shouldn't snapping turtles to hold them by a tail, but that's not the right way to do it.
I mean, that's like probably grabbing a girl also by like a ponytail. That would hurt, I feel like, the tail.
So that's one way to do it. You can also do wheelbarrow. So again, holding it back by the back like this.
Okay.
Again, by the back of the shell.
Okay.
And then just walking it across the road till it gets to the other side if it's too heavy for you.
Okay.
The other thing you can do is grab one side of the back of the shell and slip one hand underneath the shell like this.
And he won't, but he won't go like this.
This is the carapace on the bottom.
He won't go underneath.
No, the king can't take his head and get underneath.
Oh, he could just go side to side.
So you can just slip your hand underneath.
Oh, I gotcha.
Now you
got to
be careful with that because they got very sharp claws. They can also scratch you.
Yeah.
So, but this is a way you can do it for a smaller snapping turtle. You can move it across like this. Well, and the fourth way to do it.
I didn't know you were going to do another
way. There's another way.
Greg.
You can take a car mat, put the car mat on the ground.
Oh, and pull it.
And just pull the car mat with the turtle across the street. Again, we also want to be going the direction the turtle is going.
Right.
You don't want to go back. We talked about that. It knows where it wants to go, so let it go that way. So there's a little demonstration on how we would move turtles.
And I literally recorded that on video, so I will post that. That's the first time I've ever had to do that. Go on.
Now, in a box turtle, we don't worry about getting bit, so we do hold it like a sandwich.
Okay.
Just like this, and that's it. And we do use box turtles at the zoo for ambassador animals. So the ambassador animals are used not a lot because we want to stress the animals out.
Right.
We hold the turtle like this very, very securely. They don't feel like they're going to fall, and that makes the turtle happy.
That is so cool. So, all right. So I'm going to post those videos. I think that's very cool because we were talking about, should we come to the zoo, do all that. That were, I tell you, if there's anybody who's got a creative line.
And now I'm giving you this turtle so you can take it home and practice.
Stop it.
Yeah, now you have that
what,
turtle.
Did you name him or
you
does
could,
Chase
no,
get to
I'm
name him?
Chase gets to name him. And again, he could.
He's so cute.
Just do this really quick.
Stop it. Now, wait a minute. No. He's so cute. So you got to hold him up and do that.
So now Chase can actually use him as a.
Oh, my God. Wait, no. I want to take your picture, though, Greg. You got to hold him next to your face. There you go. Don't worry. I'll text you that one. That is so cute. And stop number three is right here in Bridgeport. We are live at Frankie's Diner. And I've got Greg Dancho here of the Beardsley Zoo. We were just talking about turtles. Now I would love to talk about the prairie dogs because I do want to obviously thank the entire team at the Beardsley Zoo. Was it during the event that I had emceed for you guys, the anniversary gala?
Yes, exactly right.
We had first learned about the prairie dog exhibit project, and that's when we brought home our little Bart the prairie dog. So,
prairie dogs were flying at the gala.
They were. They really were, actually. In fact, you threw one at our table.
Sure.
My parents were very excited to donate to this. It was very cool. And our little prairie dog sitting on Chase's bed right now. If I had known you were going to bring a stuffy, I would have brought my stuffy.
I know.
Greg.
I know. Well, and this is, again, box turtle is an endangered species or a species of special concern in Connecticut, so it's very important. But going to the prairie dogs, we were really excited about that because we were able now to have the grand opening, reopening of the prairie dog exhibit. We did a lot of work there.
It's probably one of your most popular exhibits, I would think. It has to be.
It has been for years and even more so now. We do a photography contest at the zoo, and probably a good 75% of the photos you would think would be the leopards or the monkeys or
it's the prairie dogs.
Prairie dogs because they're
Well, because
so
they
cute.
Get up, and they also, like, kids can get, I mean, kids. I say kids in a very loose term because I myself get up in those little tunnels, you know, and I always blame Chase for it. And Chase is like, I'm over here. I'm already done. You're still in the tunnels. Are the tunnels still there?
The tunnels are there, and we're really excited about that because we had the exhibit closed, so we really just reopened the tunnels this past week or this week.
Yeah.
And but the other thing we did was we've put glass now all the way around the prairie dog.
So there's not this huge barrier.
So you know when you're standing, so now you don't have to go up to the tunnels to get a really up close personal look at a prairie dog. Now you can walk right up to the habitat. The prairie dogs are right there. We have the babies are out. You know, I went out there early morning one day just, and our staff does this all the time. We do welfare checks on them.
Yeah, sure.
And so I walk by and I'm counting prairie dogs because we don't actually know how many prairie dogs we have.
So it's funny, when we had you on right before Mother's Day weekend and we learned that they had pups.
Yeah.
And, you know, everything was going on and they were coming up, and which was really exciting. But I think at that time, Greg, I was very hesitant to share the number on the air because I think at that time you were like, we might have 10 pups. I don't know. Do we know at this point how many?
We've seen up to 10 pups.
Okay.
And the number that I have counted is 53 prairie dogs.
Wow.
So give or take, you know, another, so let's say round it up to 60.
That's amazing.
And they're all doing very, very well. And we would think with the glass being up close, they would be maybe a little shy about that. The prairie dogs are right up close.
I would think that would make them more secure. Like, okay, we clearly have this barrier here. You know, I think that's amazing.
It's really kind of fun to watch the guests come right up and be able to be nose to nose with the prairie dogs and not have to go inside the tunnel and climb inside the because some people are not as adventurous as you, Melissa.
Adventurous, crazy, I mean, whatever you want to call it. Right. I love that you picked that word, though. That's very nice of you. You know, when I look at maybe the faces of the people around me going, are you for real? I would not pick adventurous, but I love that journey for me. Tell me if you can as well, you were talking about the prairie dogs being photographed, the photography contest that goes on every year. I mean, and some of the images that come out of there are just absolutely
stunning.
Insane.
Stunning.
You know, that's going on till when?
We're right now, the contest is being done right now. So
okay.
You go up on our Facebook page or on our website, you can see that if anybody's been there that is not part of the Connecticut's Beardsley Zoo Photography Club, you can still put a photography, if you've come up privately and have a great picture, send it in. So go online. There's the parameters, how it is. And I think we're going to be having the vetting of that and the actual winners of the contest is in July.
Okay.
So we got some time. So again, get online, take it in. There's the parameters how to post your photography.
Sure.
So people can take a look at it. We have judges that come in. Milford Fold has been really great with us for the last few
years. That's awesome.
Being part of the contest, helping with winning prizes.
That's
and also
cool.
Being part of the judges. So we're really excited about it. And like you just said, some of these pictures are just National Geographic.
Absolutely,
you know,
insane.
They're just really National
Is that
Geographic.
Jack Bradley? Who did that? Yeah. Jack is, Jack Bradley is literally my goal. If I could even take half a photograph like he does, I swear to you. But there are a lot of photos. These are people who just kind of showed up, took a quick photo. I mean, you had shown me one before, and I thought, what? And a kid took that. I mean, it's amazing.
And that's what it's about, is that connection. Yeah. We've talked to somebody about it before. The whole idea with the zoo is make connections. And
exactly.
If you can make connections through photography, I just looked at my iPad, and I have 19,000 pictures on my iPad. Right
oh,
now.
I can only imagine. That's it?
Yeah, well.
Seriously?
Animal pictures. Let's not get into
it. I'm aware that they're animal pictures. I'm saying, like, that's all you have over all the years you've been with the zoo?
I only take, well, back then we did have that.
Now fair, all right, digital, fair. I'll give you that.
So we're just getting
into
the digital age.
That's amazing.
But, yeah, no, it's something to look at, these photographs. So, again, we'll be posting those. And, again, anytime you go on our Facebook page or our website, you'll see the pictures of our photographers. Or those are their pictures.
Yeah, that's amazing.
I really appreciate them because it also helps us promote the zoo.
They do such a great job. And, you know, besides the photography contest, I was just on your website yesterday. You guys have so many things going on. And at some point in July, middle of July, I need to have you on for Zookeepers Week. Yes, of course I know about that.
Yes,
Greg
Dantry,
you don't think I'm going to miss that. Of course not. But there's so much going on at the zoo. You also still have the Cool Blue promotion that goes on throughout the summer for specifically Bridgeport residents.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. That goes on till when? Till September? Or is that Labor Day weekend?
Well, we're looking at that right now. We'll post that down. But it's really, it's ending, it ends usually the end of July.
The end of July. Okay.
Yeah, so,
good to know that.
Again, so we're really working at that. But Cool Blue has been really great. We're working on funding for that. We're looking at getting promotions for that. We know that this is the first summer that it's not free summer. So come on out. We've got a lot of things going. We've got the Sky Hunters in Flight. We have the bird show going back on.
That's
on weekends. So if you want to come in and get really excited about seeing raptors that are flying around above your head.
Yeah.
Again, we've talked about this before. Gear Falcon, which is one of the fastest flying birds, does a low-level flight right through the zoo, right through the guests.
So cool.
It's really one of the spectacular things to see.
I love it. And, again, if you want to catch any of the action going on at the zoo this summer, or really throughout the year, I always like to remind people, like, even in the dead of winter, you guys are open. It's the coolest, and it's a fan favorite in our household. Go to their website, their social media pages. It's beardleyzoo.org. Making sure,
because
you know I'll mess up that com org net whatever they got going. Beardleyzoo.org. I love it, and I adore you, Greg Dantry. Thank you so much. And
cheers.
Thanks for listening to the Diner's Rules and not bringing
animal
in.
We don't. You can't bring animals in where food is served.
I mean, listen. Honestly, I was talking to my father about this because
he
was sure that you might bring somebody in only because, like, at the golf tournament last summer, you brought the snake, and my father had no idea.
It's outside.
True.
Fair. Now where the food is.
My father still talks about the snake at the golf course. It was the coolest thing. But Greg, I always appreciate you and
thank
the entire
so much,
team over there. Thank
you
so much. Beardleyzoo.org, of course, and Greg Dantry is going to continue. I had this question before. Yes, Greg Dantry will continue with our Zoom Minute. It's just that we are doing the diner tour through the end of July. So Greg will kind of sprinkle in and out. But then once we get through July, he will be back in his regular spot, 7:35 on Thursdays. So, right, Greg?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, sure. I'll be there. Yeah.
Can I get a little more like, absolutely.
I will definitely be there.
Be there or be square.
Be there, be square.
Good
grief. Exactly.
We got to work on that answer. Yeah, sure. Honestly.
Yeah, sure.
I don't know if I got time for it. No, Greg, you have to be there. The people need to know that you're going to be there.
I would definitely be there.
Perfect. There it is.
I would love to have questions, too. We talked about that in the past, again, having guests
or having your
listeners throw in questions. I love having questions.
Well, you know what? We have had some really great segments that came directly from questions from listeners. So, you know what? Over the next month, while we are kind of taking a little break from the Zoom in it while we do the diner tour, if you have specific questions for the zoo, we can start collecting those questions.
Sure.
And I'll give them to you for August.
Love it.
He would love that. See?
Mm-hmm.
I tell you.
See?
He loves it. All right, Greg. Thank you so much.
Take care.
I will talk to you soon.
Have a great rest of your day.
Thank you. You too. How can I not? We're at the diner tour, and we are at stop number 3 here in Bridgeport, live at Frankie's Diner.